Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sarah, and Dorit Bat Sarah, and to Ilui Neshamot, elevating of the souls, for Malka Bat Meir, Allegra Bat Shlomo, Daniel Nankin, Victor Chazdai, Pesach Ze'ev Ben Dov, Lunita Adler, Shifra Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Barry Hoffman, Harab Meir Kahana, Harab Binyamin Kahana, Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba, Yosef Ben Meir, Robert Mittman, Dennis Shur, Helen Friedman, and Charles Zolot. Well, we have a program this week that is going to be devoted to the incredible failures of the Israeli establishment, the military establishment, the intelligence establishment, the political establishment. And the reason we see these incredible failures and these terrible embarrassments and this terrible Chilul Hashem, desecration of God's name, that takes place in Israel all the time, is because the Jews who run Israel are self-hating Jewish traitors who do not want to win. They don't want to win. They don't want to defeat the Arab Nazi enemies of Israel that want to destroy the Jewish state and the other enemies of Israel that want to destroy the Jewish state. So they are like a fifth column. We have a fifth column running the state of Israel. And so this past week, six of the most prominent and notorious Arab terrorist murderers escaped from Israel's Gilboa prison, which is supposed to be the super secure, maximum security prison. It's supposed to be super secure and maximum security. Six of them escaped. They started digging a tunnel. In their cell, they were digging a tunnel. And the authorities, the prison authorities, knew that the tunnel was there. Knew that they were digging the tunnel and did nothing about it, which is very, very strange. Why would they allow the prisoners to dig a tunnel and escape when they knew this is what was happening? They knew what their intentions were. And they did nothing about the tunnel. Very, very strange. I don't know the answer to that. It's bizarre. But I can tell you, as someone who served 5 years in some of America's most notorious prisons, I can tell you that in maximum security American prisons, there is no way that you'd be able to dig a tunnel and get out of the prison. The so-called maximum security prison, Gilboa Prison, in fact, was a joke. It was easy for them to dig the tunnel and get out. In true maximum security prisons, like the maximum security prisons where I was, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, Terre Haute, Indiana, Atlanta, Georgia, U.S. penitentiaries, you could never, never get anywhere close to doing something like this. And if they knew that you were digging a tunnel, they would immediately grab you, put you in solitary confinement for a very long time, and probably bring you to court and bring new charges against you on escape, on attempted escape. But anyway, in Israel, everything is a farce when it comes to dealing with the enemies of the Jewish people, because you have Jews that don't want to survive and resist and fight back. They don't want to. They don't believe in a true Jewish state. And these are people who, again, are like a fifth column. The people who run Israel, the Prime Minister, and the former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was no better than the current Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, all of them, fifth columnists. They treat the Arab terrorist murderers in Israeli prisons who have slaughtered innocent Jewish men, women, and children. They treat these Nazi beasts like VIP guests in a five-star hotel. They give them special meals. They let them get visitors whenever they want. Some of them walk around with cell phones in the prison. They have all types of benefits. They're allowed to leave their cells all the time and meet with other prisoners and plan things like this escape and plan other terrorist attacks. prison is like a hotel. This is what happens when Arab Muslim Nazis brutally murder innocent Jewish men, women, and children. They are put in a hotel-like setting, which they call a prison, with hotel-like conditions. And then eventually, and they don't stay there long, because eventually Israel exchanges them, has what they call a prisoner exchange. What is prisoner exchange? To get the remains of the body of an Israeli soldier who was murdered, or of an Israeli, of some other Israeli who was murdered, to get the remains of the body, they'll release live, active Arab terrorist mass murdering leaders. This is what they call an exchange. This is the type of crazy exchanges that Israel's evil, suicidal, self-hating leaders engage in. Now, if that's how Arab terrorists who murder innocent Jews are treated in Israeli so-called prisons, which are like hotels for them, for the Arab terrorists it's like a hotel. If that's how Arab terrorists are treated, how are Jewish prisoners treated? For instance, Jewish kids, Jewish teenagers, who are arrested and charged with being part of Tag Mechir. Tag Mechir means price tag. It's an underground group that damages Arab property or uses graffiti to retaliate in a very small way against the Arab terrorists' slaughter of Jews. You have Jewish youth who decide to retaliate. Some of the retaliation is just spraying graffiti on Arab property. Some of it is burning Arab cars or burning Arab property. But that's in the vast majority of cases, that's the full extent of the retaliation, and they are arrested and put in prison, these Jewish teenagers. How are they treated in prison? They are put in solitary confinement under the worst conditions. And before their sentencing, they are tortured. They are tortured by the Shabak. The Shabak is the Israeli FBI. It's really the Israeli KGB. The Israeli KGB tortures young Jews. Tortures them. When you keep someone up at night, two or three nights in a row, that's torture. That's defined by torture in any country. When you use starvation and lack of sleep and constant badgering someone for dozens of hours, that is torture. That is the definition of torture. And then puts these Jewish youth in solitary confinement, where they serve sometimes for months and sometimes for years in solitary confinement. For years? Let me tell you something. I spent 9 months in solitary confinement because they punished me because I complained that they weren't giving me kosher food, which under federal law they're supposed to give kosher food to Jewish inmates. The reason they're supposed to give kosher food, by the way, the reason Rabbi Meir Kahana of blessed memory, our great leader, won that right in Carlson versus Kahana, the case Carlson versus Kahana. The reason he won the right of kosher food for Jewish inmates was because they had to give it to Jewish inmates because they were already giving halal and that halal so-called meat and other special food to Muslim inmates and to other religions. The only group they weren't giving it to were the Jews. The Jews, of course, always are the last to get anything because Jewish lawyers and Jewish organizations defend the Muslim prisoners and defend all the other enemies of the Jewish people and never defend the rights of Jewish prisoners. But Rabbi Meir Kahana, when he was in prison, he fought for the right of Jews to receive kosher food, and because of him, Jews, they're required to give Jews kosher food. But in my case, many times they weren't giving me kosher food and I was starving and I complained about it. And I wrote letters and we contacted congressmen and senators and others, and because I complained about it, they decided to punish me and put me in solitary confinement for 9 months. Let me tell you something. In solitary confinement, when I was in solitary confinement, I saw other inmates in other solitary confinement cells. There were incidents there where other inmates hanged themselves, where they committed suicide. There was a Vietnamese inmate in the prison that I was in who was in solitary confinement for 1 week, and he hanged himself in the cell. He committed suicide. Solitary confinement is very difficult conditions to put somebody in. And they put these teenage Jews who are fighting to protect and save the Jewish people and who love the land of Israel and love the Jewish people and are wonderful, heroic, noble young Jews, they put them in prison and stick them in solitary confinement after torturing them. And some of these Jews, by the way, confess the things that they didn't do because they're under torture, just to stop the torture. They wind up confessing to things that they never did. That also happens frequently with Jewish prisoners. But the Arab terrorists, they're treated like in a 5-star hotel. They're not starved or denied sleep or put in solitary confinement for years or beaten. They're not treated the way these Jewish teenagers who are part of Tag Mechir are treated, or other Jewish political prisoners. And when I say Jewish political prisoners, I mean Jews that are put in prison by the evil Israeli injustice system. They call it the justice system. It's the injustice system. The evil Israeli injustice system puts these Jews in prison because they try to protect and defend the Jewish people. Any Jew that is in prison because he tried to protect and defend the Jewish people against the enemies of the Jewish people, against the Arab Nazi terrorists, against enemies of Jews. Any Jew that is in prison for that reason is a political prisoner. Now, one of these Arab terrorists, one of the 6 Arab terrorist murderers who escaped from prison by digging this tunnel is Zakaria Zubeidi, who was the head of, or is the head of, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade is a terrorist, murderous organization openly calling for the destruction of Israel and the destruction of the Jewish people, of course, genocide against the Jewish people, Islamic terrorists. And when they say martyrs, that means they are glorifying Islamic suicide bombers, including the type of suicide bombers who carried out 9/11, which, of course, the Arab terrorists were the ones who carried out 9/11. Arab Muslim terrorists carried out the 9/11 attacks, murdering 3,000 Americans. And the Arab terrorists in Israel all applaud the 9/11 attacks. They said they always said this was heroic. Remember the Arab terrorists were dancing. Arabs were all dancing. Arab men, women, and children all started dancing and started celebrating after 9/11. They started celebrating the attack that murdered 3,000 Americans. These are the people that get 5-star hotel treatment in Israel and that are released a couple of years after two or 3 years after they're arrested, they're released in a so-called prisoner exchange. And it's just it's so farcical. Benjamin Netanyahu, by the way, released well over 10,000. Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli prime ministers, but Netanyahu, especially Netanyahu, Yitzhak Shamir, and the Likud prime ministers, released over 10,000 convicted Arab terrorists and Arab prisoners who were in prison for attacks on the Jewish people and the Jewish state. Over 10,000 were released over the years. Most of them by Netanyahu and other Likud prime ministers, who are supposed to be the so-called right wing. They're the ones that release the they're the ones who do the most releasing, because they can get away with it. A left-wing prime minister, an openly left-wing prime minister like Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres, Ehud Olmert, Ehud Barak, these are evil people who have terrible, terrible desires to do things that would be very harmful and suicidal for the Jewish state, but they can't get away with releasing thousands of prisoners. They wouldn't get away with it. Their government would collapse. The Israeli people there'd be an uproar. But when a so-called right-wing prime minister like Benjamin Netanyahu releases thousands and thousands of Arab terrorists, there's no uproar. The same people who would be hysterical if a left-wing prime minister did this, when a phony right prime minister does it, they get away with it. All Arab terrorists should be executed immediately. There should be no prison for Arab terrorists, not five-star prisons and not even bad prisons. All Arab terrorists should be executed. Now, of course, if you can get information out of them, they should be tortured. Arab terrorists should be tortured, because if they ever capture Jews or ever take Jewish hostages, you know they're going to torture the Jews. Whatever they want to do to Jews, it should be done to them. They should be tortured to get information out of them. But once you've gotten all the information you can get and they're of no other use, they should be immediately executed. Immediately. All Arab terrorists should be executed, should be given an automatic death penalty. Any Arab or any enemy of the Jewish people, Arab, Sudanese, because the African illegal aliens also make attacks on Jews, they should also be executed when they attack Jews. Anyone who attacks Jews in the Jewish homeland should be executed immediately. They should get the death penalty. That's what should happen to all Arab terrorists. And all Jewish political prisoners, all Jewish political prisoners should be released immediately, should be freed immediately. All of them. Because thousands of Arab terrorists were freed. And this is the type of anti-Semitic policy you have in Israel. You're better off being an Arab terrorist murderer than being a loyal, God-fearing Jew in Israel. If you're a loyal, God-fearing Jew, you're in a lot of trouble. If you're an Arab terrorist murderer, you're going to be treated like a celebrity, like a VIP. That is the reality of what happens in Israel, and that's why these six Arab terrorist murderers were able to escape Israeli prison. Nothing was done to prevent it. And by the way, Zakaria Zubeidi, who again was one of the six Arab terrorists who escaped, he was being portrayed by the Israeli government and Israeli politicians and the Likud and the Israeli news media as a moderate. He was always portrayed as a moderate. And shortly after stories showing what a moderate he was, he went out to start shooting at Jews. Shooting at innocent Jewish men, women, and children. This is the big moderate. This is what is defined as a moderate in the insane asylum that is known as the State of Israel. JTF is the only organization, the Jewish Task Force, that brings the truth to the Jewish people about all of these things. No other organization tells the whole truth to the Jewish people about all of this. No other organization. We have videos, Hebrew videos, which we bring to the people of Israel, which have gotten hundreds of thousands of views, which actually have gotten millions of views over the years. But just in the past year or two, we've gotten hundreds of thousands of views because we have paid advertising on our videos to reach the people of Israel with the truth. How much it influences them, I don't know for sure. But at least somebody is bringing the truth to the people of Israel. That's what JTF is doing. That's one thing we're doing. And the second thing that we're doing, which is the majority of our budget is all 100% for Israel. The biggest part of our budget is supporting the Hilltop Youth. Noar HaGevaot, the Hilltop Youth, who are the heroic Jewish youth that are really putting their lives on the line and fighting to save the Jewish people and save the Jewish state and prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, even though there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, all a historic lie, but prevent the creation of an Arab terrorist state, which these insane Israeli Jewish leaders want to create in the heartland of biblical Israel, that would make all of Israel indefensible. Put Israel in suicide borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide. The Arab terrorists would be right next to the Israeli airport and be able to shoot down every Israeli plane. They'd paralyze the whole country with terrorist attacks day and night. The Trump peace plan, quote unquote, would have created a so-called Palestinian state and would have created this type of nightmare. that Netanyahu is the real author of that plan. Netanyahu and Trump came up with this plan. Thank God that Trump and Netanyahu are no longer in office. Thank God they're no longer, Baruch Hashem, that they're no longer in office. Because if they were in office, they'd be implementing this crazy plan by now. God forbid. Chas v'chalila, God forbid. And all the Jews, look how insane the Jewish people are. All the so-called right-wing Jews supported Netanyahu and supported Trump. He's so good for Israel, Trump, and Netanyahu is right-wing government. All the Jews are supporting them. How insane. There was no one to tell the truth, not one voice of truth except for JTF. But JTF is on the margins of Israeli society. We are on the margins. I'm not allowed to set foot in Israel. If I were in Israel, I wouldn't be allowed to run for the Knesset or run for public office. They would never allow me with the way I speak, because I wouldn't lie like Itamar Ben-Gvir does and become a Likud member and become a Likudnik and say I support Netanyahu and betray all my principles, which is what Itamar Ben-Gvir does. I wouldn't do that. That's what Baruch Marzel, Itamar Ben-Gvir, and the other phony so-called Kahanas do. That's how they're allowed to run. And despite that, Baruch Marzel is not allowed to run now, and Mikhail Ben-Ari is not allowed to run. They were banned from running even though they betrayed all their principles just to get in the Knesset, just to get a Knesset seat. We don't do that. Somebody has to be there to tell the truth to the people of Israel, and somebody has to be there to support the Hilltop Youth. That's what JTF does. JTF, by the way, is the only organization that provides financial support to the Hilltop Youth. The Hilltop Youth are the most critical part of the Jewish settlement movement now. They're the only ones who are establishing outposts on strategic hilltops. If the Arab Muslim Nazi enemy took over these hilltops, took over these strategic outposts, the Israeli Jewish settlements would all be surrounded. Jewish communities would be surrounded. They'd be choked off and dried out. There'd be no security. And you'd have a Palestinian state and everything but name already now. So the Hilltop Youth are doing something that is essential, and they're constantly having their homes destroyed and being arrested and thrown out just for wanting to settle in the land of Israel and protect Israel from national suicide. They are treated far worse than the Arab terrorists. The Arab terrorists are treated like VIP guests. And Jewish heroes, Jewish heroic Jewish youth that want to save the land of Israel, that don't want Israel to be in boundaries that are 6 to 9 miles wide, that don't want Israel to commit national suicide. These Jewish heroes who are the only sane Jews in Israel and who mean what they say and say what they mean and live without, in some cases they live without water, without electricity, with their families on remote hilltops, because they don't want the Arabs to take over those hilltops. They're treated terribly. The Arab terrorists are treated like kings. We have to change that. We have to have justice. And again, JTF, without JTF, I don't know what would happen. If there wasn't one voice of truth with the messages that we bring in our Hebrew videos, if JTF weren't there, there'd be no voice of truth telling the Jews of Israel anything true. There'd be not one voice of truth. I don't know how much good it does, but at least there's a voice of truth. If we weren't there, there'd be no voice of truth. And the Hilltop Youth, I don't know. Maybe Hashem would find another source of income and support for them. I would hope so. But I don't know. If we weren't there, I don't know. They were in very bad shape until JTF came along and started supporting them. JTF has made a big difference in improving, to a certain degree at least, their position there. And we want to improve it a lot more. That's why we need your support. We need your support financially, but not just financially. We need you to promote JTF all over the place and make sure that people see even our English language videos. If you speak Hebrew, promote our Hebrew videos and promote our Hebrew campaign and our Hebrew page. But if you don't speak Hebrew, if you can't do that, at least promote our English language videos, so that hopefully we'll have a bigger English language movement to fund the Hilltop Youth and to fund this essential front in the battle to save Israel. That's what we're fighting to do. That's what we're trying to do. When I see Jewish teenagers and Jews in their 20s with families, with babies, living on remote hilltops, giving up all the comforts of life, living under very difficult conditions, Jewish young men and Jewish young women, my heart is filled with so much pride and so much love for these wonderful people. They are Jews that should make us proud. They are the Maccabees of our generation. They are the Jews that we should be looking up to, not the Netanyahus and the other groveling political opportunists and crooks and lowlifes that torture Jewish youth, that have the Shabak come and arrest and torture Jewish youth and then release Arab terrorists and then give up Jewish land and destroy Jewish homes and do to Jews what they never do to an Arab village or an Arab town, what they did in Gush Katif and what they did in Yamit and what they've done in Amona and Migron and Beit El, the destruction that Netanyahu carried out. Netanyahu, the so-called right winger, carried this out. They never do that. They would never do that to Arabs who want to destroy us. So we have to be there to be a voice of truth and a voice of sanity. And, you know, this is a time of year, Rosh Hashanah, the new year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, when we're being judged. Let's be judged for doing what's right. Support us. Do something about it. Do something to show that you support these heroic Jews, and to show these heroic Jews that their fight is our fight. That's what JTF is all about. Showing them that their fight is our fight. If we stand together as a team and work together as a team, we can change Jewish history and we can make a difference. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.